This is the Don and Mike Show.
So who is the hot Hollywood couple now? I mean, this is what your show is about. You do a lot of gossipy stuff. Who's the hot Hollywood couple?
I mean, we talked about tonight on our show because, you know, we do our show every day. So we talked about Pam Anderson a lot. And
oh, didn't she get married to the guy from the Paris Hilton porno movie?
The guy who released the porno of Solomon. Rick Solomon. You're familiar with him, John, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like his early black and white work.
Yeah. He's a great filmmaker. It's a modern day Bogey and Bacall is what
it is.
So Pam Anderson and him are getting married, and you know, I think it's great. She does get married a lot. Obviously, she's looking for a good father for her children. And it's important, I think. I think it's important for her to take time and figure out who she wants to spend the next 3 or 4 months of her life with.
The Don and good one. Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello. There you go. Microphone on.
Microphone on and ready to go.
Stand by. Here is Chelsea Handler. Hi, hi, Chelsea.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you, honey? It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thanks.
Big fans of you we are. Your show, Chelsea, lately is on E! Exclamation point every day.
And in the great tradition of, you know, right after they do The Tonight Show, they come right here and do our show every single time.
Mm-hmm. That's how I try and roll it.
You're really good. Not only are you easy to look at, I love your take on everything. I've told people that I think you're like a cuter David Spade.
Oh, thanks. Is that possible? I mean, does it get cuter than David Spade?
I don't know if it does or not.
And I love, Chelsea, I love your love of the elderly. I really do.
Thank you.
Nobody handles our senior citizens with more care and sensitivity than you, darling.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that they get the respect they deserve.
Mm-hmm. And if we could ask you in a way that maybe you won't burn a bridge, what was it like last night sitting there with a guy who... Jay Leno, let's just ask, what was it like with Jay Leno?
Yeah, okay, that's it. We don't need to editorialize at all.
Right.
You know, we have our favorites in the late night TV wars, but how is...
I've been on, you know what, I've done Jay so many times. I absolutely love him and adore him. He's always been amazing to me, and he always has me on, you know, and he's great, you know. He's really, really, like, he's a really nice guy, and he's a really, like, good guy.
Yeah,
I've done Letterman just once, so I have more experience with Jay.
Well, how was the experience then with Dave? Maybe we can ask.
I mean, Jay comes in and he hangs out with you, you know, and he talks to you, and he's really interested in comedians, and he's really, really, like, great, and he tells you good stories. Come on in. And Dave Letterman is, that's the elderly right now.
Now, is this your housekeeper that you just let in the door? What's going on over there?
It's a little person that's coming to see me.
I see. A little person.
Are you, now, what is your current status as far as single life? Are you single, married?
I'm single. No, I'm single. I live with someone, but hopefully I can get him to move out in the next couple of weeks.
You are.
He doesn't speak a ton of English, and it's kind of cramping my style.
Good. That's convenient.
So when you started the show on E! Exclamation point, what were your thoughts when you started it? And now, for God's sakes, you're almost as famous as Perez Hilton. So
oh, God.
How would you chart this rocket-like climb to the top, Chelsea?
Climb to the middle is more like it. It's great. It's fun. The show is so much fun to do, and we have such a good time. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, it's a lot of work, obviously, because it's every day, and the show's on 5 nights a week. And we have, you know, we tape at, like, 4:30, and then it goes on the air at 11:30. So it's great. It's fun to do. It's really mindless entertainment, so it's kind of, you know, entertaining to talk about it. I have no idea what's going on in the real world, because all I can pay attention to is, you know, if Britney's wearing underwear that day.
Do you like getting out in the field and doing the fun stuff that you do out there, or do you prefer doing the desk pieces that you do on your show?
I like doing them all. You know, I love doing the field pieces because I can just be as crazy as I want to, and there's no one, you know, and you don't have to have a real conversation. I can just be a complete lunatic.
Yeah.
So that's fun, but, you know, I love all the elements of the show. It actually really is. When they said, you have to do what, you know, we want you to do a late night show 5 days a week, I was like, I really don't want to work 5 days a week. Like, that's not my goal. That's like four more days than I had planned on working. So you know, but it's turning out to be, because it's so fun and it's such a quick show and there's so many different little elements of it, it kind of goes by so quick. So I'm out of here by 5 o'clock every day, and it's a pretty sweet gig.
You know, I'm curious, when I watch you, I want to know how long you did stand up, because you see somebody that looks like you, as we mentioned before, easy on the eye. How did the whole thing of you getting into stand up comedy in the world of comedy, how did that evolve? Is that what it's been since the beginning for you?
I stand up pretty much led to all of this. You know, I did Girls Behaving Badly a bunch of years back. I did 4 seasons of that. That kind of led to me doing stuff online, like correspondent pieces.
Chelsea, I must ask something. I'm sorry. This is Don with the Bulletin. I'm sorry I had a root canal 2 days ago, and I'm on medication now, and I'm sorry. I just must ask. Do you ever wear a push-up bra in any of these pictures that I see of you on the internet?
Sure I do, yeah.
What about that one where you're wearing a black dress?
You mean the one that Buzz just showed one?
Yeah, that one. I've seen that one before. Buzz,
you're all over the internet. You know that, Chelsea.
No, where?
You know, I know how those...
I mean, they're like your pictures.
You either wear no bra or you wear like a bra. It depends what dress it is. It's probably no bra. It's one of those dresses that are skin tight. You don't wear a bra with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you're like, you know, Roseanne Barr or something. I mean, although she wouldn't be wearing a dress like that to begin with.
Right. I can see why. I mentioned this yesterday. I see why these celebrities get hooked on these pills. I have the pink ones and the bigger ones. Mm-hmm. And boy, they're good. I took one of each before the show today.
I've never seen you happier.
Oh, pills are fantastic.
They truly are. Have you ever been to rehab, Chelsea?
No, I would never go. That's for quitters.
I have Percocet and Darvo set.
And you're loving every minute of it.
And I didn't mean to interrupt. Mike was asking you a serious question, and meanwhile, you should know, our news guy, Buzz, keeps finding more pictures of you on the internet, and while I'm trying to listen, he keeps putting pictures up, and normally I would be a good boy and would just wait, but it's the pills talking. But thank you
for
asking.
That's fine. I appreciate that.
Thank you for answering my question.
A pill-popping mess.
Well, I'm sure being out in Hollywood all the time, Chelsea, you're certainly used to dealing with people that are medicated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People come on the show all screwed up, too. They're all like, we're like, is that person drunk, like right in the middle of the afternoon?
You know, we were talking about talk shows and late-night talk shows in particular, and that leads me to this question. You know, in the great old days of Johnny Carson, I know that it was a tradition, and I think Merv Griffin did it as well, where, you know, the guests would be encouraged to go into the green room, and it was a green room, but it was more like a bar. Do you encourage your guests to loosen up and maybe have a cocktail or two before they come on your show?
No, I mean, we don't serve alcohol here. It's like, we tape at, like I said, at 3:30 or sometimes 4:30.
Wouldn't stop me.
It's just a little early to be drinking. You're talking to like a bona fide alky. So I'm not drinking, then you really shouldn't be drinking.
What's your beverage of choice, Chelsea?
Vodka. I always drink vodka.
Vodka.
Have you ever tried vanilla vodka?
No, I'm not into that. I don't like that.
Honey, I got one for you. Seriously, you get 2 shots of vanilla vodka, and you put that with cranberry juice, cran grape. I'm telling you, it goes down like jello.
If you're a flaming homosexual.
Oh, dear.
You've pegged me. I am.
She's got you. She's pigeonholed you right now.
I'm a huge faggot, but that is such a good drink. I drink it all the time.
It's good stuff.
Chelsea, do you know anything at all about football?
No, I don't.
Well, then it's going to be a lot of fun as we pick the games with you, because we're going the way we do this with all of our celebrity guests that come on the show. When we pick the games, you're the only one that's allowed to comment on the games. And so since you don't know anything about football, when it's your turn to comment on the games, of course, you're going to have to make it up completely.
Whatever.
So there's 4 big games this week. We'll go like this. It'll be Don, then Mike, then Chelsea. First game would be the Detroit Lions at the Washington Redskins. I will take Detroit. Mike.
Whoa. I'm surprised. I'm shocked at that. Detroit 0-17 against the Washington Redskins.
No comment.
I'm going with the Washington Redskins at home.
No comment, please.
I blew it.
Let me talk. When you're talking about the Washington Redskins, are you talking about the state of Washington or the District of Columbia?
Yes, the state of Washington.
Yes, state of Washington.
I choose Washington.
Okay, very good. Next game would be Seattle Seahawks at your Pittsburgh Steelers. I take the Steelers.
I take Steelers. Steelers for me.
All right, Steelers for you. I will also go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How about Tampa Bay at Indianapolis? Indianapolis, of course. Mike.
Indianapolis, no question.
Indianapolis. You're talking about the Colts?
Yes.
The Pacers.
Yeah, same thing.
Colts.
Indianapolis. Right.
How many members of the Indianapolis Colts can you name, Chelsea? You know what?
Zero. That's why I choose them.
Now think hard, Chelsea, because I mean you're on top of the pulse of America with this show you do.
Listen, nobody who's watching my show is watching sports, okay? I mean, you guys are watching. Our audience doesn't care about sports. That's the least of my worries.
But at least you know Peyton Manning, right?
Yeah, I know Peyton Manning. I know who that.
He does a lot of TV commercials.
Could you name anybody else? We'll just do this
right
now.
Brett Favre. I can name Brett Favre.
Hey, be your favorite, Brett Favre.
Michael Vick, I can name.
Mm-hmm. This would be a good game between Chelsea and Buzz.
Right.
What about Keith Hernandez? Is he on a football team?
That would be a former New York Met.
I know. I'm kidding. I grew up knowing the Mets and going to all the games and having to break my heart repeatedly year after year, so I'm only familiar really with the Mets.
You're a baseball fan. That's cool.
One more game.
Well, I was, and so I decided that they sucked and I couldn't support them anymore.
Oh, that's a shame.
One more game.
That's how loyal of a fan I can be.
Sure. Bears at Packers. I'll take
Bears. Always the Bears.
I'll take the Bears. Let's make that. We'll all pick the Bears.
No,
Bears.
I'm not. I'm taking the
you're not.
Packers.
You're
yes,
taking.
You
the,
are. You are now. You're taking the Bears.
No,
now.
I'm not, honey.
Yeah, you are, bitch.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You called me out. You called me out as a faggot. And I'm going to tell you something. I know about this. I've got rights, Mister.
Chelsea, anything exciting coming up on your show in the near future?
Yeah, we got a good show tonight.
Who's on
tonight? I can't remember. Oh, my God. I got to look at my calendar. We're just writing jokes now because there's a lot of good stuff happening. You know, Britney Spears is out and about. K-Fed's going to court. He's in charge of the babies. PETA contacted K-Fed to get rid of, because they want him to take care of the dogs, too. They don't want the dogs in her custody because they think the dogs need to be by the children. She'd rather have, like, two infants watching her pets than Britney. Like, really? You want a 9-month-old putting out kibble? I don't think so.
And you'll be going out tomorrow? More nursing homes, I hope.
Yeah, I think there's that segment is on tonight, possibly.
That is
something
true.
Funny on tonight. Oh, it's whose plastic surgery would you rather have?
Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic.
And when you're sitting around with your staff, whoever it is, and you're writing jokes, here's one for you. You know the International House of Pancakes?
I'm familiar with it? Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is spell out the initials. And then say the word Ness.
N-E-S-S.
Afterwards.
So spell IHOP and put Ness on the end of it and say it 3 times fast.
IHOP-ness, IHOP-ness, IHOP-ness.
That's the kind of humor we do on the Donna Mike Show, ladies and gentlemen.
I love peanuts.
Isn't that beautiful? And we love you.
Thanks,
God,
guys.
I'm glad we had you on. Thank you, Chelsea.
Good luck, Chelsea. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's great. She dove right into it. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed every.
I don't know if the censors got to it or not, but it was the IHOP joke.
That's right.
And she said it 3 times fast.
She did.
And then she said she loves.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
That might not have gotten on, but I hope it all got on.
She loves wet thing.
Mm-hmm. It's delightful.
That's what she said.
Funny lady, fetching lady.
Yes.
It's hard to find that combination. It truly is hard to find
sure
that.
Sure is.
Don't you think she's kind of a
blonde Sarah Silverman?
I swear to God, I was just going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Except maybe.
Not as mean as Sarah Silverman.
Not as high maintenance if you were with her.
Right. Right.
You know,
the thing that makes me laugh about when she goes out and she does her segments with the elderly is she is not completely over the top, and she lets the old people take care of it. Like she asked this one guy, you know, am I going to go to your birthday party? No. And he just says it kind of matter-of-factly, and he's totally clueless when she's doing the hurt puppy routine.
Did you see when she was showing them pictures of celebrities?
Yes.
And they pulled up a picture of Carrot Top?
Right.
And the lady said, that woman looks troubled.
Yeah. It really is. It's a fantastic idea. Yeah. Really well done.
She's good. So who would you do, her or Sarah Silverman?
Oh, boy.
That's tough.
Boy, you know what? I saw Sarah Silverman, might have been TMZ, where she was on the street. And she looked like she was not all put together, but she was wearing this baseball shirt. And there's just something about Sarah Silverman that turns me on.
Don't forget, whatever inch of her body you're thinking about, Jimmy Kimmel has already kissed.
Yeah, he's been all over that. Mm-hmm. But then again, we don't know about Chelsea's boyfriend either. No, I really would have to go with Sarah Silverman. I'd like to see all of Sarah Silverman. Mm-hmm. I really would.
I would go with her as well because I think she probably would do anything.
Yeah, be a naughty girl.
That's a good point.
You know,
I mean,
Chelsea, can I be honest with you? Chelsea is just a little too pretty. You know what I mean? She's a little too Hollywood pretty.
Too elegant.
Where it might be just where really, I know she's funny and she's great on that show.
Mike O'Mara says, Chelsea is too hot to screw.
I think Chelsea might be, you know, you might just get to that point where you get a little bit of the ice princess.
So she draws the
just
line
a little
somewhere.
Bit.
Yeah.
Not sure, but I, you know, Sarah Silverman, on the other hand,
no lines.
You know,
I guarantee you this: Sarah Silverman would be an outstanding dirty talker.
Oh, absolutely,
the best.
That's what
the
she
best.
Does. Yeah. What she does in her show.
Probably start before you even got to bed.
Right. Before you get out of the car.
All right, then Sarah Silverman or Elaine Boozler.
You never miss an opportunity to mention Elaine Boozler.
Not even fair.
All right, here we go. Chelsea Handler.
Yes.
Or Rita Rudner.
Oh, Rita.
Yes, okay. The great.
Rita Rudner.
Okay.
Or Paula Poundstone.
You know, now we're getting serious with these. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go.
Oh, Rita Rudner. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I saw something.
Rita Rudner or Kathy Griffin?
Oh. Still easy for me.
Kathy Griffin.
Rita Rudner.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
Rita.
Ah, Rita.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. No.
Rita Rudner's been doing it since Joan Rivers did it.
You and I are right.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin in that case.
Kathy Griffin.
No. Ooh, never.
Really?
Now you're making me ill.
Be like putting a popsicle into boiling water, I think. I think things would start dissolving.
Give me a good one against the chick that is Pam from The Office.
Oh.
Pam, the one that's hooked up with the guy that gives the
Jenna,
goofy
what's
looks.
Her name?
Jenna Fisher. What if you go
the guy that the office boss was hitting on last night?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
What about the guy that Jim dated last season? Or the girl, rather.
That's
sorry.
Too obscure.
No, but you know who I mean. The one that looks.
You know, the one that looked like the terrorist?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, no, come on. You know that's not my type. I'm talking about put Pam from The Office.
Okay.
You have to get another all-American type, innocent ivory girl to put her up against.
Jamie Presley from Earl.
Oh.
That's, Jamie Presley is just hot as balls.
That's not even a question, Jamie Presley all the way with that one.
It's got to be someone.
Yeah, she's got to have that quality because Pam is hot Office, but... Mm-hmm. You know, she's not perfect.
Girl. She's cute. Girl she's cuter door. Than she is hot.
With that Jenna Fisher, that's her name, right? You said that, right?
Jenna Fisher.
All right. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got it. All right. It's not a sitcom that's on anymore, but it's the same kind of thing. Pam from The Office or Doris Roberts? Raymond's mother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
You're not playing right.
You know what? I was getting my old TBS hooked up the other day. That was on, and they had, man, you know what? Peter Boyle and Doris Roberts, they had that scene where he wanted to, and I like the fallout. I like the fallout. And he touches her on the shoulder, and she says, go downstairs and get your own ice cream. You know, it was beautiful. I love that.
You know who's got huge jugs is the woman who plays, this is what made me think of it, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
The show with Brad Garrett.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
on now.
Mm-hmm.
That chick, was she on Drew Carey's show?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, the Ellen Show. That's the show she was on.
And she likes to show them, too.
They called them the twins on that show.
Right. And Brad Garrett's got some nice ones, too. Little hairy, but they're very, very nice.
So
I can't find an ivory girl that's in a comedy that would match up against that lady from The Office.
Or how about just an ivory girl?
How about the blonde from CSI?
CSI Miami?
No, the CSI, she's not on the
I'll give you one. They'll go Emily Proctor or that girl from The Office.
They're not the same class.
They're different. No, they're not, but
they're not the same class.
You know, I saw Emily Proctor on the Rachel Ray Show the other day, and maybe it might be, believe it or not, with all that makeup, might be a little close to wall time.
Wow.
How about Rachel Ray versus the girl from The Office?
Oh, God, the girl from The Office.
Yeah, she wins every contest for me.
I don't know.
That's the whole thing when you're doing the who would you do. Mm-hmm. You have to come up with people that are in the same class.
You got
to
be a good
It's like weight class and fighters.
Right. Because Rachel Ray to me on some level, like all women, I would be interested to see her naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be interested to see what she's like in the bed. But her against the chick from The Office, I'm sorry, I would still like the girl from The Office.
Right. The girl from The Office, no question about it.
Rachel Ray's comically small breasts and her undersized arms. Like a T-Rex.
Her T-Rex arms.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now you make me want to comfort her.
Hello.
Jenna Fisher or Tina Fey?
You know what? I'll give this guy credit.
That's a good one.
At least in my book, that's an outstanding one. That's a rock'em sock'em robot.
Yes, right?
I would go with Jenna Fisher because she's not stretched out from having a kid.
Tina Fey. Believe it or not, Tina Fey. And I argued with Tina Fey.
I think Tina Fey's cute.
Yep.
Jenna Fisher. Impossibly cute.
Jenna Fisher.
I love Tina Fey, but I'm in love with Jenna Fisher. It has to be Jenna.
What do you say with their first names,
Buzz? Yeah, Buzz refers to
Why don't we play the Jenna game?
A boy can
Jenna
dream.
Elfman or Jenna Jameson?
Jenna Bush.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I have a question.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffith or Regis Philbin?
Griffith?
I'm sorry.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
And he's done.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. What's up?
Or Sam Champion.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
I turn off the Regis Show the moment the moment I see that pretty boy queer.
Oh my God, it's tough to look.
Come
at.
Out in his designer jeans.
You know what he complained about today?
What?
Having to pack and get through airplane security. Hip waders. Because I don't know what the weather's going to be when I land. So I put the biggest rubber boots I have in my suitcase.
I stay with Sam Champion if he's had his highlights done.
Has anyone publicly ever wondered about the sexuality of Sam Champion?
I don't know whether she's ever addressed it on the show. It's very difficult to analyze. But
I think it's pretty apparent.
Way out there with Sam Champion.
I think so.
Yeah, no question about that. I'm trying to think. I'm still thinking the Who Would You Do? And I'm thinking of the lady from The Office.
Hello,
trying
Donna
to find
Mike.
Somebody that's a good match.
Hello.
Oh, we lost him.
Lost that one. Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
Hey, Don, all you guys watched The Office last night?
Yes, we did.
How awesome is Creed Bratton on that show?
Absolutely. When he came back and his hair was dyed, I told Robbie, I told everybody, not much on TV really makes me stop and laugh out loud.
Being new to the party with The Office, these are a couple of things that I've noticed. First of all, they hire actors that are so wonderful at giving the look.
Yes.
Because the show is not, 80% giving reaction looks. And then taking the great gag about the guy dyeing his hair jet black and then making the joke about copier printer ink. Was just Jesus. I mean, it's fantastic. It really is. I'm really bummed that I've missed it the last couple of years.
What about when Creed's standing there talking about getting some Red Bull?
Yeah, because he wants to look young in front of the guy.
That's right.
Hey, bra.
I told you, Rob, I would not give in to CSI.
CSI was, well, I don't want to ruin it for you because you've TiVo'd it, right?
No. Yes, same here.
Yep.
Oh,
no.
you said you did not TiVo.
No, you're right. I did give in on that. I did TiVo it.
Well,
That's a voice that doesn't need a transmitter.
Not at all.
Really, they just heard you in the King of Siam just heard you.
They heard that I was right.
You weren't right last night.
No, you're right.
No, suffice to say your judgment was accurate last night.
Okay, no, but he's right. I said that I wasn't even going to TiVo it. I did TiVo the CSI.
Suckfest last night.
Again. After you watch CSI, here's a who would you do? Georgia Fox or an old tire?
Pretty good graphic stuff on CSI, though.
Yeah, but not enough to carry it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not so good a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia Fox, she can't get by on her looks forever.
She's got that thing you have, Buzz.
The diastema.
Right. But she didn't have a dum-dum stick in there today.
Hello, Donna Mike.
DBS.
Hello.
My stick got stuck.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, what's up?
You forgot about Lisa Lampanelli.
Who is that?
She's the comedian. She's got a few DVDs out. She's had specials on Comedy Central.
I've heard the name, but
she's very funny.
I'm not familiar with her. Sorry.
Very funny. Very foul mouthed. She does the roast circuit a lot.
Ah. Hi there, Donna Mike. What's up?
Love very her. Ugly.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, the girl from The Office or Chloe from 24?
Oh, Jenna Fisher. Although tentatively, the girl from 24 is supposed to be back on the show again today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mary Jean. Rice.
Mary Lynn is
Mary Lynn Rice Gun.
That's her. Although she's okay. You would have to put her in a competition with someone not quite as pretty as Jenna Fisher.
Right.
How about Rice Cub and the blonde from The Office? The one with the dead cat.
Hey, not bad. Not bad at all. I would take the blonde from The Office.
I would too, but I think that's a pretty good competition.
That is wonderful competition.
I would take Chloe in a second over that blonde from The Office.
Well, since she's coming on later, I'll agree with you then. Yeah.
You can tell her that. Say, listen, we were talking, and guess what?
Chloe's got her little sexuality going on.
Yes.
John has the one good picture of her.
John's in love with her.
Yeah.
John really is passionately in love.
More than one good picture.
No doubt about that. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Lots of sticky screen savers back there.
Yeah.
Sticky screen shavers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Jenna on The Office or the brunette from WKRP?
You know what? That's an outstanding one.
Jan Smithers.
Jan Smithers, known as Bailey Quarters.
Right. Oh, Bailey.
Up to her.
Both in their day, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bailey Quarters. Absolutely. I was in love with Bailey
it's
Quarters.
A time machine. Who would you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl from WKRP.
Yeah, she was hot.
Take those glasses off.
Honey. I always thought she was hotter than Lonnie in the
day.
Oh, agreed. Sure. Yeah.
Jenna.
Are we agreed?
No, I got to still go with Jenna.
Me too.
You like that ivory girl look.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Buzz, you would also go with Jenna.
I just love Jenna.
You know what I've always said, Rob? Paint them up. Paint them up.
And then hose them down.
Yeah, paint them up as much as you like. I want them to look like a clown.
I like my chicks to be painted up like that opera clown.
Pagliacci.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad. Let me take this opportunity, say a big hello to my favorite dead dog in heaven. His name is Otis. Otis, he's a good boy. Take that big poop up in heaven, Otis.
You know who else you forgot to say hello to?
Who's that?
And he might as well be dead to us.
Yeah. Yes.
What about Johnny Constantino? As long as you're talking about Otis.
Johnny Constantino. He's such a good boy. I love it, Johnny Constantino. I love it, Otis, the dead pooping dog up in heaven. I love all the things Italian. And I love it, taking my woman and I paint him up like a nice big Pagliacci clown. So sad. We have a good time on the Donna Miga show. Hey, we got a diva set for everybody. Come on and I'll take it a bigger pill. The biggest size of horse a pill. That's right. You don't get it down in your throat. We put it up there when you poop.
All right, Otis.
Yes, Otis the dog.
Otis the dog.
Yes, sir. Look at him in the back corner of heaven, squatting down, taking a bigger poop.
Gotta break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.